Imagine like trying to make a 6,000-pound living room handle like a nimble sports sedan. Historically, if you wanted massive cargo space, you just accepted that you were driving a boat.
Yeah, exactly. You completely lost the driving performance. I mean, you always had to compromise.
Right. But today we're doing a quick, perfectly tailored deep dive into some recent automotive news that proves those old trade-offs might actually be dead.
And our mission today is to jump right in and unpack a brief, but, highly significant update regarding the fiercely competitive Car and Driver 2026 awards.
Yeah, here is the core headline for you guys. General Motors' full-size SUVs have officially secured honors on the Car and Driver 2026, 10 best trucks and SUVs list. Specifically, both Chevrolet and GMC full-size SUVs earned a spot.
Which is fascinating. I mean, because we are talking about the heaviest, most demanding vehicle class out there. To conquer handling and ride quality at that scale.
Oh, yeah. It takes a monumental engineering feat. To put this in perspective for you, making the Car and Driver 10 best list is essentially the automotive equivalent of a restaurant earning a Michelin star.
That's a great way to put it. It's a definitive, industry-recognized stamp of absolute excellence. You can't just buy your way onto that list.
Like, not with a flashy marketing campaign anyway. You have to genuinely engineer your way onto it. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because the thing that jumps out at me isn't just that a good truck won an award.
Right. It's that both of them did.
Exactly. Both the Chevrolet and GMC brands secured this Michelin star level status simultaneously.
But wait, if Chevy and GMC operate under the exact same corporate umbrella at GM, aren't they basically just giving two awards to the exact same truck?
So wearing different badges?
Yeah. So why is this being celebrated as a massive achievement rather than just like a technical loophole? Well, what's fascinating here is that is the exact trap a lot of casual observers fall into. Yes, they share the same underlying architecture, but think of it like a master baker perfecting a single incredible sourdough starter.
Oh, okay. I like where this is going.
Right. So whether they use it to bake a rustic boulet or a delicate baguette, the foundation is world class. But the final products are tuned for entirely different profiles. GM essentially perfected the starter for their full-size SUVs.
Oh, wow. So the shared DNA is actually the superpower here. Because they share this foundational architecture, GM could pour their entire R&D budget into perfecting one single flawless chassis.
Exactly. A chassis that perfectly balances that heavy cargo load with adaptive suspension rather than, splitting their focus across two entirely different builds.
Right, so they're not reinventing the wheel twice.
Precisely. It is the magic of platform scaling. When we look at the why behind this win, it comes down to systemic engineering. We're talking about mastering technologies like adaptive air suspension and magnetic ride control.
Because when you have a 6,000-pound vehicle, weight distribution is basically your biggest enemy, right?
Exactly. It's fighting physics. Mm. But GM figured out how to mitigate body roll and stabilize that sheer mass so effectively that the driving dynamics feel tight and responsive.
Yeah, whether you were driving the mainstream Chevy or the luxury GMC. Which means they didn't just stumble into a lucky styling choice on one specific trim level.
No, not at all. They locked down the physics for the entire category. By proving their formula works across multiple brands and price points, GM has basically planted their flag at the absolute summit of the segment.
So if you are a buyer looking at the absolute peak of the 2026 full-size SUV market, you really don't need to guess. The experts at Car and Driver are pointing squarely at General Motors Engineering.
Yeah, they have essentially cornered the market on excellence for this class. They've proven that massive utility and refined driving dynamics can coexist at scale.
Which leaves you with this to think about. We started by talking about the historical trade-offs of car buying, right? And how this Michelin star level award proves GM beat those compromises for 2026.
Yeah, they definitely did.
But the auto industry never sleeps. If GM's formula for full-size SUVs has completely secured the gold standard for this year, what kind of extreme design or engineering leaps will competing automakers have to make to even stand a chance at dethroning them in 2027?